Bolivia's tax rebate initiative saw a significant uptick in early 2025. According to the National Tax Service, Servicio de Impuestos Nacionales, SIN, refunds under the program grew by 14.6% during the first 2 months of the year compared to the same period in 2024, a signal of both increased participation and stronger tax compliance among low-income Bolivians. Key financial highlights: BIS 18.8 million in VAT refunds were issued from January to February 2025, compared to BIS 16.4 million during the same months in 2024. In February 2025, SIN disbursed BIS 9.8 million, marking a 15.3% increase over February 2024. January 2025 saw BIS 9 million refunded, a 13.9% increase from January of the previous year. These gains reflect not only the program's growing financial footprint but also a broader cultural shift in public engagement with the tax system. Driving factors behind the growth: the president of SIN, Mario Cazón, attributes the rise to increasing tax literacy and awareness. Citizens frequently request official sales invoices for their purchases, a prerequisite for REIVA eligibility. This behavioral shift suggests the success of SIN's public education campaigns around tax rights and benefits. Participation trends: renewals and new enrollees. As of early 2025, the REIVA program includes 109,412 active participants, a mix of continuing and first-time beneficiaries. 91,761 individuals renewed their registration from previous years. 17,651 new enrollees joined the program during the first 2 months of 2025. This dual growth from both retention and outreach reinforces the perception of REIVA as a trusted and accessible fiscal tool for low-income earners. What is REIVA? Launched as part of Bolivia's efforts to redistribute income and promote formal economic behavior, the REIVA program reimburses 5% of the value-added tax, VAT, on purchases to eligible individuals. The refund aims to alleviate the tax burden on citizens earning BIS 9,000 or less monthly, approximately US$1,300. Eligible beneficiaries include public and private sector employees, dependientes, self-employed workers, independientes, pensioners and retirees, jubilados. By encouraging these groups to request invoices for everyday purchases, the government effectively broadens the tax base and reduces under-reporting from merchants. How to register and claim refunds? REIVA offers two primary participation modes to accommodate differing levels of digital access. 1. Automatic mode. The SIN system automatically matches tax invoices to the participant's national ID number, NIT. No monthly filing required. Refunds are calculated and disbursed automatically. 2. Manual mode. Beneficiaries submit Form 111 each month via the MIS Facturas mobile application. This method allows individuals to declare qualifying invoices manually if not automatically captured by SIN. Both systems aim to reduce administrative friction and encourage wider participation. Looking ahead, with sustained growth in both participation and refund volume, REIVA continues to demonstrate its role as a targeted economic empowerment policy. It not only provides tangible financial relief to low-income households but also fosters a culture of fiscal responsibility and transparency. As Bolivia strengthens its digital tax infrastructure and outreach, the REIVA program may well become a model for other Latin American nations seeking to blend tax justice with inclusive development. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.